The WNS Open is a world-class tennis event held in August each year at the Lindner Family Tennis Center in Mason. The world's top players, both men and women, come to play, and it takes a small army of volunteers in order for everything to run smoothly. This year's event takes place August 10th through 18th, and gearing up already is first-time guest to Around Cincinnati, Mary Connor. She's the WNS Open's Director of Volunteers and Intern Services. Welcome, Mary, to Around Cincinnati.
Good evening.
I don't think many people realize that this is the nation's oldest professional tennis tournament. Last year, 2012, was a record year. You had almost 176,000 people in attendance over the 10 days. Did you also have to have a record number of volunteers?
We actually did. We broke the 1,300 mark last year, which was the first time that we've ever gone over 1,300. And we actually ended up with 1,305 volunteers, which is actually the largest volunteer group of any tennis tournament in North America. So we have a great group.
What are some of the volunteer opportunities or positions you need to fill each year? I take it you don't need to be a tennis player.
Absolutely do not need to know anything about tennis. Volunteers come from all walks of life. Some of them know exactly everything there is to about tennis, but others come because of friendships, come because of relationships business-wise. We even have individuals that are professional volunteers. Last year, actually, we had volunteers that came from 28 states and 4 countries. While most of my volunteers do come from the surrounding area and are lifelong volunteers, we definitely get people from all walks of life. Some of the committees that are notoriously ones that definitely always need new blood, new people, we have a transportation committee, which are transportation drivers. You need to be 25 years old, know the area so that you can get around town, have a good driving record. Airport greeters. We have a lot of VIPs, players coming into the tournament site through the Northern Kentucky Airport as well as the Dayton Airport, and we have greeters there helping them to get to the proper location so that they can get transportation out to the tournament site. Ushers. We always need more ushers. We have a very, very fan-friendly center court, which also means we have a million exits and entrances, so we've always got to manage those as people are coming in, helping them to find their seats. So I don't think I ever have enough ushers, so that's an area that we always can make use of good volunteers. We've got marshals committees, which are our eyes and ears, kind of security on the tournament site. Volunteer lounge, it's an area where all volunteers can go and get a reprieve from the sun and the heat and everything. And we've got a committee that helps serve light snacks and drinks to all of our volunteers. Generally, I've got 35 different committees, and most of them have openings and selected openings for, you know, on some of the more difficult committees that have specific skill sets.
Is your recruitment just getting started for the 2013 event?
We actually will open up volunteer recruitment April 1st. There will be information on our website, as well as you can always contact the office to get information. But April 1st is when the best shifts are available and the best positions are available. But we do take all 5 months to recruit volunteers up to the tournament time.
Do you provide training for certain roles, such as the marshals?
Absolutely. We generally have a kickoff 2 weeks before the tournament starts where we have a big volunteer party. And at that training time, we provide training for all the different 35 different committees, as well as providing them with their uniform and all their little goodie bags. And kind of that's the kickoff for most people in the tournament season. And usually we have about 700 or 800 of the volunteers show up for that event. Because we have such a large group that returns each year, we also have additional training sessions other than just that one to try and train the new people that are coming on board for each committee.
Now, you mentioned shade and refreshments as perks for the volunteers, and boy, that's much needed depending on the weather that week. But what other perks are there besides just being a part of the amazing atmosphere out there?
We provide each volunteer with 2 Adidas shirts. It's part of their volunteer uniform. It makes them easily identifiable around the grounds. They get a hat. They get a picture credential that gets them in and out of the tournament site. We provide all volunteers with 2 tickets for the first day of the event, which is August 10th. And those tickets, you know, if a volunteer is actually working, we always suggest give those maybe to an individual that's never been to the tournament before. We provide them with the volunteer lounge with their light snacks and drinks that are free. We also provide them with the ability to purchase a reduced food card, which allows them to get food at a discounted price. We provide them with a parking pass. We have collector's pins that volunteers use. And for so many volunteers, you know, they wear for the past 20, 25 years, they wear all of their pins. So we always produce a new pin each year, which becomes kind of a collector's item. If you work so many shifts, you can earn two tickets to Monday night, the opening session for the main draw, matches with the men and the women. We always try and provide something a little unique and different for volunteers that work a few more shifts also.
You mentioned the pins in 25 years, but do you have someone that has been there more than 25 years? What is the longest running volunteer, I guess you could say?
I actually know that I have at least one volunteer that has 39 years of history with the tournament. Each year, we honor our volunteers that meet record years, like they're 5, 10, 15, and 20. But actually, when a volunteer gets to be 20, 25, 30, and 35 years of service, and when somebody hits 40, we'll add 40 to it, we honor them on center court and provide them a night in one of the suites. And last year, I actually had 32 people that had reached their 20, 25, 30, or 35 year service, which is pretty remarkable, I think.
It is remarkable. And there's been so many changes over the years. Certainly has moved from being run by the Florey family to a USTA tournament.
Absolutely. Paul Florey really is the reason that we're responsible for having the tournament the 2 weeks before the U.S. Open, and I think it's critical for us. We're played on the exact same surface as the U.S. Open. We're played in the same weather conditions, and we're also at a tournament where the players want to come here and do well because they want to go into the U.S. Open on a winning streak. So those things, I think, really help us and build a real excitement around the event.
I know you mentioned earlier the VIPs.
Well, you know, as the tournament, one of the things that is really nice for us is we are guaranteed the top 56 male players in the world have to come to the tournament. So you've got the Djokovic, the Andy Murrays, you've got Rafael Nadal. Unless they're injured, they're all here at the tournament. On the women's side, last year we had 19 of the top 20 players. So you've got all of those individuals coming and attending the event. So you've got the best of the best playing at the Western Southern Open.
How can someone become a volunteer?
We will have a link on the website that you can register from that link, or you can contact me at our tournament.
And are you allowed to select the committee that you'd like to work on if it's an open committee?
Absolutely. If it's an open committee, for new volunteers, we ask you to select two or three committees and give us your availability so that that gives us an idea, number one, where your interests lie, and also gives us an idea of where we can best place you.
I've been speaking with Mary Connor, and she's the Director of Volunteer and Intern Services at the WNS Open, August 10th through 18th at the Lindner Family Tennis Center. Don't forget, if you're interested in volunteering this year, that opportunity opens up on April 1st. If you'd like more information about how to volunteer, how to obtain tickets for 2013, which are currently available, you can visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.